ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration.
Eisenhower's fears were well-founded. Today, American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy.
Demolishing free speech cultural narratives, Americans valiantly and successfully defended by the grace of God. The propaganda industrial complex monstrosity that Obama quietly modernized in 2012 is now rampaging across America.
And they're trying to expand it such that you're not just going to be censored and deplatformed for disinformation, you're going to be thrown in jail.
Now laid to waste by the creeping socialist sabotage of the O'Biden administration.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I give you Exhibit A, as Jamie White reported. Richard Stengel, a former State Department official under Obama and founder of the Global Engagement Center, which has come under scrutiny since the Twitter files revealed the extent of its role to censor the American people who defy establishment narratives.
Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it, and they have to do it to their own population, and I don't necessarily think it's that awful.
Emails in the Twitter files revealed that the GEC was a key entity involved in the social media platform censorship policies, working as a go-between for the federal government and Twitter.
For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient.
We are now experiencing something alien to our system of government and civilization, censorship in real time, as the walls of the First Amendment crash down in a controlled demolition. So all of you still supporting the effort to fund a neo-Nazi child organ harvesting hub, what are your tax dollars really paying for? While Zelensky has imprisoned Ukrainian journalists and outlawed the Orthodox religion, Ukraine spokestrainee and American Sarah Ashton Carrillo exposed the true madness behind the Ukrainian totalitarian state.
Simply put, I'm an American serving as a Ukrainian infantry soldier and combat medic who was brought from the zero line and assigned to the TDF's media team in the dual role of spokesperson and Russian disinformation analyst.
Russians have a different culture. Russians are Asian. And ultimately, they do come from the Mongols. They do come from a grouping of people who are wanting to be slaves.
Let me also take a moment in my role as spokesperson for the AFU's Territorial Defense Forces to state unequivocally that we in the TDF and across Ukraine believe journalists are heroes and have the right to report on Ukraine's war for liberation without interference.
I made the statement that Russian propagandists will be hunted down, and I refuse to apologize for that statement.
But it doesn't end with the Carrillo-Zelensky revelations. The New World Order wants all free speech eliminated.
The irony and cognitive dissonance from the other side of the aisle, it's deafening. You could cut it with a knife. They are at the same time denying that censorship is occurring, but suggesting that there's more material that needs to be censored.
They are working towards a day when their propaganda can wash over free speech like a polluted tsunami. John Bound reporting.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out the cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
It's Wednesday, June 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
American Journal, ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning, but have no fear, the great Harrison Smith will be broadcasting this afternoon. We just had to do a little bit of a switcheroo with the schedule today. This is a major day for InfoWars. There's a major court hearing today. Hopefully everything's going to go well. We anticipate a 90% chance that everything's going to be okay today, but there is always that threat, so I do want to remind the audience to please go to InfoWarsStore.com. It is more important now than ever that you support this network, that we show profitability so that we can achieve the narrow way through to an ultimate victory. Obviously, a very important year up ahead with November 5th looming ever closer and closer, just a few months away now. And we have several bizarre things happening in the world of the political campaign, the presidential campaign. Specifically, the fact that we have this major debate going on tomorrow night, and I also want to remind you that tomorrow night we are going to be broadcasting basically from 6 p.m. until probably midnight, the entire debate that's going to happen at 9 Eastern until 10:30 Eastern. I don't know how Joe Biden is going to stay awake for the entirety of that debate. This seems very alarming to me. They must be pumping him up full of all sorts of amphetamines in order to get that done. But we are going to be broadcasting for like 6 hours straight tomorrow night, so make sure you stay tuned. Block off your schedule. We are going to be airing as much of the debate as we can. I know that that CNN is being very bizarre about its terms. It has come out and said that they're not going to allow any YouTubers to restream commentary of the debate, but we're going to be pulling the audio from it, and we're going to have all of the hosts in studio tomorrow night. That's Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Harrison Smith, and myself for 6 hours straight tomorrow night. Amazing guests as well this week on the show, so make sure you stay tuned. But we have this debate happening tomorrow. It's the 27th of June, and I believe it is the earliest debate, earliest presidential debate in the history of presidential debates. First of all, it's incredibly bizarre to have two candidates before the conventions agreeing to debate. Typically speaking, all of the debates happen after the conventions. We know that the Democrats are having their convention this fall, I believe in August, less than 90 days before the general election, which is totally unprecedented, and they're doing it remotely. They're going to do a virtual convention for basically no reason that I can fathom other than they want to save money. I also think that the main reason is because they're concerned about a lack of turnout at such an event. Typically, these conventions are major rallies with pundits and constituents waving flags of the candidate that they support in droves. And we know that Biden has a lackluster show of support, to say the least. Ever since his campaign in 2020, it's been abundantly obvious that he can't really turn out a crowd unless he has somebody like Beyonce open up for him. So I think that he's doing everything he can within his power to show, or to not show, rather, his lack of support. Also, the thing to note, too, is this debate tomorrow night is going to have no studio audience. And that was something that I believe was requested by the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, and agreed to by CNN, because they don't want Donald Trump to be able to feed off of the crowd. That's what they said. But the fact of the matter is, if they thought the crowd was going to be for Joe Biden, then they would be eager to have a studio audience in place, wouldn't they? They would be eager to have that support, that energy in the room, but it's just simply not going to be the fact. And I've heard rumors that Secret Service is instructed not to look at Joe Biden in the eye when he speaks at events. I don't know if you've heard that. I don't know if the crew's heard that. But it seems to me that when someone makes eye contact with Joe Biden, he's thrown off. They try to put him on this track. The rails of this track are worn out. The tires of the train that is what's left of his mind are worn out. And they know as soon as somebody off track makes eye contact with them, zip, that's going to be Joe Biden failing. That's going to be Joe Biden wandering off into the distance to stare at a tree while paratroopers descend all around him. So they've got this debate going on tomorrow night. And a lot of people on the Republican Party are saying that it's some major trap. They think it's a setup for Donald Trump somehow, but I just don't see how it is. I mean, I understand that CNN is fixed. I understand that the moderators of the debate are fixed. I understand that the conditions of the debate are fixed. But no matter how many questions you give Joe Biden ahead of time, no matter how many other variables you control, no matter how much you mute the mic of Donald Trump so he can't speak when he's making some amazing point or insult or jab, or just frankly telling the truth, there is no amount of preparing that Joe Biden can do to win this debate. I mean, you can practice as much as you want in a log cabin in obscurity for weeks and weeks. You can drill the same questions over and over again. You can rehearse your opening and closing arguments over and over again. But the fact of the matter is, this man is cognitively impaired, and no matter what kind of teachers you give him or debate preparation experts you provide, there is simply no getting past the point, the fact, that Joe Biden is an incoherent, babbling fool. And I'm not just trying to be cheap with my criticisms of Joe Biden. I'm not trying to do low blows or jabs at this guy because he's old or whatever. I mean, Donald Trump's old too. I don't want any cheap shots. I could go out in a sophisticated way and say why this man shouldn't be president without making any reference to his cognitive decline whatsoever. There is reason after reason not to support this man. There is reason after reason that this man, regardless of how brilliant he would be in an alternative universe, would not have truth on his side in a debate like this. We don't even have to go back to the laptop. We don't even have to go back to the fact that he sold the United States out repeatedly to our enemies and our so-called allies alike during his vice presidency, that he's abundantly corrupt, that there's no explanation for how he's worth millions of dollars or has multiple properties or has collector vehicles. We can just look at every single decision that this administration has made, and all of the evidence points to the fact that he will get his butt handed to him in this debate tomorrow. Regardless of how fixed it is too big to rig. This debate is a metaphor. It is a symbol of what we are going to witness on November 5th here in the United States of America. What we are going to witness on November 5th here in the United States of America is a Democratic machine that endeavors to cheat and rig this election, rig the game so that it's fixed, so that Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic candidate is going to be, I still have my doubts that it's even going to be Joe Biden, cannot be defeated. That is the attempt. Now we have reports in that Biden shouldn't focus on his White House successes at the debate because nobody cares, advisors say. What? Biden needs to suspend his debate time attacking Trump. First of all, this is a terrible strategy because Donald Trump has not been the president of the United States for the last 4 years. They can attack him all they want.
Also, what successes would he be leaving out?
Yes. Well, here's the deal. They love to go into the data. They're making a classic marketing mistake where they try to spin numbers and lie using statistics.
in order to show some sort of success of the Biden administration. So what they're going to do is they're going to come out and talk about unemployment being at record lows since the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. It goes back 50 years, I think is what they say. And they're going to use that as an excuse. And they're going to use inflation rates being the lowest they've ever been in the last decades. And they always use these data points, but they're really manipulative. And the fact of the matter is, no matter what you tell someone, if they are feeling pain, they are feeling the pain, right? It's like a classic example of veterans from any of the wars. Let's just say it's a World War II veteran who lost his hand. There's this thing called phantom limb where when you've lost a hand or an arm, you still feel pain in that hand or that arm despite the fact that you don't have it anymore. And the pain is very real. The doctors will come up to these people and they'll say, sir, you don't have a hand. You don't have an arm. It is impossible that you are feeling pain, but the pain is real. This is a real psychological phenomenon. There's a famous box with mirrors where veterans would put their limbs in, and the mirrors make it look like they have their other hand. And when they release their left hand, which they still have, it appears like their right hand is releasing, and they feel a relief of tension. A lot of people who have lost a limb in combat or just a limb for any reason whatsoever feel like they're constantly making a fist, even though they don't have a fist to make. And so what's happening is the Biden administration is coming out and telling you that everything is fine, that you feel no pain, that you have a job, that inflation isn't bad. But the fact of the matter is you're feeling the pain at the grocery store. You're feeling the pain at the gas station. And that's why his advisors are telling him that there's no hope of success if he leans on his so-called successes, because the American people are feeling the pain of the phantom limb. They are feeling the pain of the phantom economy. They are not feeling the benefits of this fantasy economy that the Biden administration has been trying to shove down our throats for the last several years, claiming that everything is fine, while we watch the world burn literally, whether it's in Israel or in Gaza or in Ukraine or this escalating conflict in Taiwan or the Armenian genocides or the fact that inflation is terrible or the fact that you're working three crappy jobs to make ends meet instead of one good job. Everything is literally worse than it was in 2019 under the Trump administration before this faux pandemic broke out and tore down the entire world for the benefit of a political class. Everything, every metric is literally worse. They even come out and try to tell you that crime is getting better, and they use data and statistics as if data and statistics ever convinced anyone of anything. You got a background in advertising, folks. You have to win the emotional argument, not the logical argument, and their logic is flawed itself. Trying to say that crime is at an all-time low when we know that the FBI changed all the reporting metrics so municipalities at record numbers are not accurately reporting crime numbers to the federal government. And it shows up statistically on a line graph as crime going down, but it's just because it's not being accurately reported. And the crime that everyone is talking about, of course, is the migrant crime. We know that over 10 million people have come across the border illegally. We know that hundreds of thousands of them have come from places of interest, terrorist countries. We know that every single day you see report after report of rape after rape, murder after murder, stabbing after stabbing, robbery after robbery, burglary after burglary from these migrants. We have major news networks covering the trials of migrants who have committed some of the most atrocious crimes that I've ever heard of in my entire life. And you look on the screen, you see someone very clearly not American, very clearly not supposed to have been in America, committing crimes against American citizens, all while the Biden administration tells you that things are getting so much better. This is why his advisors are telling him that he cannot lean on his so-called successes if he hopes for any success in this debate. The top Democratic sources told CNN that voters just don't care about what Biden has accomplished because they know he has accomplished nothing. Polls show more Americans trust Trump on the economy and inflation, the biggest issues for voters. Yes, because despite how terrible 2020 was, Americans remember how good 2019 was. They remember how good 2017 was, how good 2018 was, how good 2019 was. And somehow this leftist-sourced, CCP-backed, Fauci-funded pandemic came out of nowhere in 2020, undermined all of Trump's accomplishments, undermined his election itself, both by virtue of harming his administration and by virtue of changing all of the laws at the state levels as to how elections are conducted. At the five-yard line, they changed all the rules in all the swing states especially to ensure that they could harvest as many ballots as possible, that they could knock and walk on thousands upon thousands of doors and rig this election. They totally undermined Donald Trump, and if it wasn't clear then what they were doing, it's abundantly clear now, because no one who you ask on the street, whether a leftist or a right-winger, can answer the question as to what 34 charges Donald Trump was convicted of, as to what crime was actually committed. Nobody knows. And there's video after video, compilation after compilation, making it abundantly clear that no one in the United States of America, regardless of their IQ, regardless of their profession, regardless of their experience or their attention to detail as far as the news is concerned, can answer the simple question as to what the hell Donald Trump actually did wrong. They might tell you, oh, he wasn't supposed to pay Stormy Daniels to be quiet about the fact that they had sex. I don't think that was the crime. Wasn't it something like falsifying business records, and they just charged him for every time that he signed a check and it was divided into 34 payments or something, and so they charged him 34 times in order to lock him up in prison for however many hundreds of years they want to lock him up in prison? But the falsifying business records allegation is only a crime if you falsify those business records in order to cover up another crime. But nobody has come to any consensus as to what the crime that he was trying to cover up was. The jury wasn't even unanimous on that. The recent Supreme Court ruling seems to imply that this whole case might be overturned because you're supposed to have a unanimous verdict in order for this to go through. Of course, what the rules are doesn't seem to apply at all to the left, right? I mean, how many times have you heard a libertarian or a conservative come out and say, you can't do that, the Constitution forbids you from doing that, and the leftist response is, oh, you come to me with this, a piece of paper? So we know now that we've arrived at a place as a nation here in the United States of America where the piece of paper no longer matters. There is zero accountability as far as the law is concerned. Maybe there's some semblance of accountability at the Supreme Court level, but the Supreme Court is nine justices, as it should be, and it can only hear so many cases. Do you think the Supreme Court can litigate every single case with constitutional implications? It is just not a sustainable system. It's untenable, undefendable, unsustainable. It will not last if we have to rely on nine honest people at the top determining the outcome of every one of these cases. We have a Department of Justice that has been totally hijacked on the highest levels and the lowest levels by Soros-backed judges, Soros-backed DAs, Soros-backed prosecutors. It is fixed. It is in. It is rigged. If you think 2020 was rigged, if you think our elections are rigged, then by God, you should understand that our entire judicial system is rigged. So what are we going to do about it? What is the solution? Well, we have to be too big to rig. We have to come out in droves on November 5th and support Donald Trump. We have to come out in droves every day from now until the end of the earth and support InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. Because if the truth cannot be spoken, if it cannot be broadcast to a critical mass, if we cannot elect a populist president to solve these problems once and for all, then this year could be the final nail in the coffin that is the death of the United States of America itself, the death of America itself. I'm seriously concerned about it. This is not a show that we put on just to cater to an audience with beliefs that we know agree with our narrative. This is not me coming up and sitting in this chair and lying to you. If I wanted to lie to you, I'd get a job that would pay way more at CNN, and I would lie so good. But I came here to InfoWars because I believe in the truth, and I want to tell you the truth. I want to broadcast the truth, and I want you, the Info Army, to make the truth go viral whenever there's a viral moment, whether it's on the American Journal with Harrison Smith or myself, or whether it's on Sunday Night Live with myself, or on the War Room with Owen Schroer, or on the Alex Jones Show, which is the richest show in terms of viral moments. You, the Info Army, we put it in your hands. to save this country by not only supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, but by making the truth go viral, making it so big, so decentralized that it cannot be rigged, that it cannot be shut down from a centralized authority, whether it's the CIA or the FBI or a state prosecutor or a federal prosecutor or a bad judge. We are not going to allow a corrupt judicial system. We are not going to allow a corrupt deep state or intelligence community, a corrupt federal government to shut down the truth. And as long as the truth is broadcast, the lies cannot thrive. The truth is like a poison to all lies. It makes lies wither like a hot sun on a Texas day in the summer. The truth just shines, and you can put up as much shade as you want. You can put on as much sunscreen as you want, but that nuclear reactor in the sky is blazing and blazing. It cannot be stopped. It is ceaseless. It rises every day, and it sets every night, just like the truth. And because of you, we are going to make every single lie wither. We're going to make every single leftist wither, and we will revel in our victory. But this debate tomorrow night is unprecedented. And we are going to see something very fascinating to watch. The major question being, when and how bad will Joe Biden's gaffes be? How will the mainstream media respond to those gaffes? Will they totally disregard every single failure of Joe Biden in this debate while they exacerbate claims that Donald Trump messed up because he stuttered one word like any human being does when they speak for an hour and a half straight? We're going to see lie after lie. And I wonder if the reason they're doing this so early is because they want to test whether or not Joe Biden is going to be their candidate. I've heard murmurings around the studio here among the crew. Many people believe that the reason they have done this debate so early is because this is actually not a debate, but it is Joe Biden's audition for his own job. If he fails tomorrow, the Democrats won't back him. If he succeeds tomorrow, the Democrats will double down and back him. That is the conspiracy theory. That is the theory itself as to what is going on. I mean, why else would they have this debate so early in the election season? Is it because it's abundantly clear who the candidates will be? Because I disagree. I don't think it is abundantly clear who the candidates are going to be. I think it's clear that it's going to be Donald Trump, but it is not clear that it's going to be Joe Biden. And who would they run? Is it Big Mike or Gavin Newsom or some obscure Democrat that we've never heard of? I don't know. I don't know. But tomorrow there are going to be so many variables filled in, so many unknowns revealed. So you have to stay tuned. We've got 1 minute left before break, and then we're going to get into the real news of today. On the other side, make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, folks, and taking multivitamins is more important now than ever because we know that our food supply is totally toxic. We're not getting the nutrients that we need. Our body is unable to absorb all the vitamins and minerals that we do consume, even if we do consume any. So getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion is more important now than ever with its advanced multivitamin formulation, and it is designed to be as bioavailable as possible. So if you're consuming a multivitamin already, whether it's from your pharmacy or the grocery store, whether it's name brand or a generic brand, consider switching right now to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, because not only is this the best formulation on the market, but by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com, you fight on the right side of history in the war that is on for your mind. You fight for freedom of speech, freedom itself, and for humanity itself while it's faced by an unwavering assault of globalists and transhumanists. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and be the reason we are still on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Harrison will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. God bless him. So, new developments in the way of the CIA. Now, this headline seems innocuous. It's not. And we're not going to show you any clips because they're all Halala 160. But protesters storm Kenyan parliament. Hundreds of Kenyans protesting the government's plan to raise taxes have broken into the parliament in Nairobi, as some lawmakers cowered in the basement. At least five people were killed in clashes with police who were reinforced by the Kenyan military. So let me just ask this distinguished audience the very simple question. What do we know, if we know anything, about government coups in third world countries? Does anyone have any guesses, any hands from the audience as to what we know about coups in third world countries whenever they happen? We know that 9 times out of 10, if not every time, they're CIA backed. Right? We came, we saw, he died. Right?
Yeah, you forgot the cackle.
Yeah, I don't even know if I could do. I don't know if I could summon
it's the too evil demonic
to cackle.
Way too demonic.
I could do Amadeus, but he was like a fun-loving free spirit. I can't do the evil cackle. It's just too evil. So why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that the CIA would be backing a coup in Kenya? That's the real question. Well, the crew did an outstanding job of pulling this up during the break. Kenya linked to illegal exports of uranium to Iran. Originally written on December 20th of 2010, 2010 being prime time in the way of third world country coups, updated July 3rd, 2020. The United States suspects that Kenya and Tanzania, or Tanzania, however you want to pronounce it, have been used to smuggle uranium for Iran's controversial nuclear project. And what do we know about Iran? Oh, Iran is an existential threat to Israel, and they backed the Hamas attack, and they're backed by China, and it's also they can undermine trade corridors through Israel to ensure that China's 100-year plan to subvert the dollar as the global reserve currency can be manifest, can be actualized. And we've seen report after report from this year specifically of Secretary Blinken, Dinkin Blinken, just dinking around up there playing Neil Young covers for Nazis in Ukraine. Report after report of him saying how pleased he is to meet with this distinguished leader of Kenya. How disappointed he is in the humanitarian crisis in several African nations. How they don't recognize gay rights as we come up on Pride Month. And we know that humanitarian crises are what the CIA uses, what the federal government uses as an excuse to undermine the very fabric of civilization in nations that aren't playing ball, with its conspiracy to undermine political, economic, or military power anywhere else in the world except in its own hands, anywhere else in the world, including rural areas of the United States of America. Because we, the people of the United States of America, are very clearly just as much an enemy of the deep state as any Kenyan, as any third world country, as any Middle Eastern monarch. We are just as much, if not the greatest threat to them, and they are the greatest national security threat to us as well. And we are engaged in this cold World War III. World War III has begun. It is now a cold war with just some hot spots. And all of these conflicts, all of these protests and attacks on parliaments in third world countries are all CIA-backed, and it all goes back to protecting the dollar as the global reserve currency. And I don't want to get into the nuanced details. I've done it before on this show and basically all the other shows. The economic basis and argument for what's happening. I don't want to bore you with an academic detailing of what's going on. But when push comes to shove, it all goes back to the dollar. And all these conflicts will happen forever as long as the dollar is a lie. It's as simple as that. And so when I see headlines like this, I'm alarmed because it's just another example of our own CIA conducting terrorist activities. It is a terrorist organization, and anyone who has ever worked for the CIA in any capacity has worked for a terrorist organization, whether they know it or not, whether they believe it or not, they have engaged in terrorism. Anybody who has ever paid taxes voluntarily to this federal government has inadvertently, whether intentionally or not, funded a terrorist organization. And if we've learned anything from Nuremberg 1.0, it's that just following orders is not good enough of an excuse. So in Nuremberg 2.0, do you think that just following orders is going to be good enough of an excuse? Do you think that when there was a populist revolution in this country, a political revolution in this country, I'm not advocating for violence, I'm just projecting, predicting what the future entails for this. When there is a populist revolution in this country, and all of these people are held to account for the crimes against humanity that they have committed, do you think that just following orders is going to be a good excuse? Do you think that anybody that's worked at the CIA is going to be forgiven for their misconceptions about justice in a complicated world? I think not. We are witnessing right before our eyes the prologue to World War III, the prequel to World War III, The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings, The Attack of the Clones to The New Hope. This is the backstory that they'll make movies about hundreds of years from now if human beings even still exist. This is the backstory to how it all started, how the war of all wars began. And this is not going to be the last time, folks, that we hear about unrest in Africa for reasons unknown or not obvious to the general public. When was the last time any people in the world ever stormed Parliament because of a tax increase? That's why? Do you realize how tolerant people are of taxes? Do you realize how easy it is to get around taxes in Tanzania or in Kenya? Largely cash-based, barter-based economies with abundant access to cryptocurrencies, so many ways to shirk the system, so much of a black market in countries like this. Do you think they care about an increase in income tax in Kenya? People don't go to war anymore because of tax increases. The last time it really happened was the revolution in the United States of America, and there were so many reasons beyond a tea tax that we went to war with the strongest empire in the history of the world. This is a lie. This is CIA-backed, CIA-funded, MK-Ultra crap that we're witnessing right before our eyes. And it's because Kenya is participating and exporting uranium to Iran, and they're not the only African nation doing this. I mean, how many times have you seen Secretary Blinken in the last 12 months talk to a major African leader? How many times? Countless examples of this. Countless photo shoots, countless articles about Blinken meeting with this African leader and that African leader. Why? Why? George Papadopoulos on this very show as a guest while I was guest hosting 6 months ago, 7 or 8 months ago now, said, keep your eyes on Africa. Everything's going to begin to unfold in Africa. And this is happening. Tomorrow's news today. While other networks lied to you about what was happening now, InfoWars told you the truth about what was happening next. And it's still true as long as you keep us on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I want to just do a listening test right here. Do you hear this? Right here in the mic? This is the sound of an empty bottle because we cannot even keep Nitric Boost in stock here in studio at InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost. There are three main reasons why you should get this product. The first one is enhanced vitality. The second one is enhanced muscle recovery. And the third one is enhanced cardiovascular health. We know heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States of America. We know that we have increased reports of myocarditis and other heart issues. So get Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Fight for your health and fight for America by keeping us on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success.
We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Who can take the sugar from its sack? Pour in LSD and put it back.
CIA this is Man. Chase Geiser from The American CIA Journal. Man. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon.
Who can mind this headline?
Clinton advisor says CNN's objective is to take Trump down at the debate. Now, obviously, it's Biden's intention to take down Trump in the debate. I mean, it's like asking if whether it's the Patriots' intention to win the Super Bowl. But CNN's objective, Clinton advisor, CNN is working to rig the upcoming debate against former President Donald Trump in favor of Joe Biden, according to longtime Clinton advisor Mark Penn. Penn, a pollster and former campaign advisor for Clinton, told Fox News that CNN debate moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bash are keen to take Trump down. Gee, you think? Wasn't it Dana Bash's husband that was one of the intel experts that lied about the Hunter Biden laptop? Or was it Jeremy Bash, right? But Dana Bash's husband, right? And was it the laptop he lied about or the Russian collusion? Yeah. So we already got a CIA plant monitoring the debate. And Jake Tapper was literally seen within the last week comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. Literally compared him to Hitler. We showed the clip yesterday on the War Room. Not to mention just the litany of examples of Jake Tapper being an absolute moron. And what still baffles me, this is one thing I can figure almost anything out. You give me a Rubik's Cube, I don't know how to solve it right away, I will figure it out. You give me any task, I will figure it out. Any puzzle, I will eventually figure it out. It might take me longer than some people, it might not take me as long as other people. I'm not trying to brag about how smart or brilliant I am. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that I'm the type of person that will figure something out if I'm given the task to do it. But one thing I have not been able to figure out is whether these people are just stupid or malicious? And I think the answer is mostly both, because anybody who would dedicate their life to being malicious is inherently stupid. So maybe we've settled it. Maybe that is the answer to the riddle as to whether or not this is malice or incompetence that has resulted in the total collapse of civilization and the war against humanity itself. The answer is it's both. They are dumb and evil. If you're scared of what a strong man will do, just wait until you see what a weak man will do. That's what we've seen under Joe Biden. That's what we've seen under the Clintons. That's what we've seen by Congress, whether it's right-wingers or left-wingers. We have seen what dumb, weak, malicious people do to a country. That just so happens to be the largest superpower in the world, backing the entire economy in the world. And so what is done to this country ripples through the entire fabric of our species. Every example of retardation or malice at the highest levels of our government manifests across the entire population of the world and is an attack on humanity itself. These people are committing a crime against humanity by virtue of their stupidity and malice. And so you've got Jake Tapper and Dana Bash moderating this debate tomorrow. It is not going to be fair, but the thing is, it doesn't have to be fair. That's my point. That is the theme of the first hour. It doesn't have to be fair for us to still win, because it's too big to rig. It is a metaphor for the campaign. We are too big to rig. The truth is too good to beat. God is too good for the devil to prevail, no matter how scheming the devil is, no matter that the devil literally killed the Son of God. God's plan was too big to rig. But should we take it for granted? No. Should we go on sinning, oh, that grace may continue to abound? Famous passage from the book of Romans, I believe. My memory serves. Heavens, no, of course not. We should not go on sinning that grace may abound. We should not go on relaxing in our seats, resting on our laurels, knowing that God's plan is ultimately going to manifest, because we are the instruments by which God acts in the world. We are the hands of God. We are the tools that God uses in the world. His miracles are performed through us. His will is performed through us. And if we refuse to act and just delegate the task of God's plan to someone else unknown, somewhere else unknown, then the plan cannot win. We have to be activated. We have to be confident. We have to be confident that victory is possible, and we have to be inspired to do what it takes to win. And right now what we're witnessing is an attack on our hope. They want us to be hopeless, because if we are hopeless, then we yield. If we see no path to victory, then we yield. We literally declare to the sky, I yield in hopes of mercy to the whims of fate and fortune. But Americans don't yield. Americans don't surrender. We don't give up. We try again. We fail. Failure is our middle name here in America, but we never quit, we never give up, and we always get back up. So right now, we should have the confidence that this is too big to rig on November 5th. We should have the confidence that this debate tomorrow has the truth on our side, and it's too big to rig by Tapper and Bash and CNN and Biden and amphetamines and pharmaceutical companies pumping him up like some sort of Harkonnen from Dune, so he can live in the desert, the abyss that is his consciousness. We should have the confidence, and then we should act. We have to watch. We have to pay attention. We have to meme. We have to engage in the keyboard war, the info war. We have to make everything go viral. We have to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have to show up and vote. And we have to fund the right organizations. I had a fascinating conversation with Cliff Maloney last week. I think he's going to be on the War Room next week as well. I hope so. Assuming that we're still on the air. And Cliff Maloney is leading an incredible organization. It's called PA Chase, Pennsylvania Chase. And they have realized that we can no longer wait on the Republican Party. Whether it's the state parties, whether it's the national party, the party is totally compromised. And it's compromised for a number of reasons. It's not just bad people. It's conflicts of interest from a legacy era, an era that no longer exists. It's antiquated. One of the things that he pointed out to me that I thought was so fascinating was the reason that Democrats beat Republicans so badly in terms of door knocking in chasing ballots and ensuring that Republicans actually mail in their ballots if they're not going to show up on Election Day. Because there is a whole slew of millions of people in all these swing states that are likely to vote Republican but unlikely to show up on Election Day. Those are the people that you chase to fill out their mail-ins. The reason the Republican Party won't support ballot-chasing efforts is because the consultants, the campaign managers, the marketing directors of these campaigns make 15% of the ad buy on radio and television. So they will not fund hiring people to knock on doors because they don't make commission on it. Instead, they'll just run ad after ad on TV and radio, even though it has virtually no impact in 2024. It is not 1984 anymore. It is not 1994 anymore. It is not 2004 anymore. It is not 2014 anymore. It is 2024. And if you continue to do things the old way, you're going to have the old result. And the old result is loss after loss after loss in leftist expansion after expansion after expansion. And so our political class in the Republican Party, the establishment in the political party, has an inherent conflict of interest, similar to the conflict of interest that Congress itself has, in that it is incentivized to overspend, raise the debt ceiling, and spend your tax dollars on companies that it's personally invested in so it can line its own pocket. It has the same conflict of interest at the party level, where it will not fund the actions needed in order to win elections, because there's a consulting class in our party that makes 15% commission on ad buys on legacy platforms that are antiquated and don't work anymore. And so Cliff Maloney starts Pennsylvania Chase, backed by Charlie Kirk and Turning Point, and others in our movement, our populist American movement, that have realized we can no longer wait on the party. The party will betray us again, just as it has so many times in the past. And by doing things like funding the right organizations like Turning Point or InfoWars or Pennsylvania Chase, we can win this election despite the failures of our own political class, despite the failures of our own political party, which has betrayed us. And it is brutal to be betrayed. One of the worst feelings in the world, to turn around and see that you've been stabbed by someone you thought would have defended you to the death. But our party will not defend this republic to the death. There are people within our party that will, but the party itself will not. It is an organization, an entity that has experienced the deepest entropy, the deepest erosion. So instead of funding the party, why don't you go to InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason we're still on the air. We have BrainForce Ultra in stock. This is one of my favorite products at InfoWarsStore.com for a number of reasons. This is a more potent form of BrainForce Plus. BrainForce Plus is the capsule form of this. BrainForce Ultra is the tincture form. It is way more powerful. And within 20 minutes of consuming this product, you will perceive a change in your state of mind. It helps with cognitive focus, but also energy, and it has stress reduction attributes to it as well. So you don't get the jitters or the weird anxiety associated with other stimulants. Get BrainForce Ultra right now and help yourself win the info war, win the war that is on for your mind, all while keeping InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get BrainForce Ultra to win the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the info war and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Facebook employees showed up at the Trump headquarters.
Google employees and Twitter employees.
They were embedded in your campaign?
I mean, they were there multiple days a week, 3-4 days a week, 2 days a week.
What were they doing inside?
Helping teach us how to use their platform.
Helping you get elected?
I asked each one of them by email. I want to know every single secret button, click, technology you have. I want to know everything you would tell Hillary's campaign plus some. And I want your people here to teach me how to use it.
This is history book stuff. I keep saying that, Milo.
Yeah. No, it is. And this is an example of one of those moments in time where regime change, if you like, happens quietly and slowly and almost while nobody is noticing. The incremental erosion of rights in America has started to accelerate in the last 5 or 10 years. The assaults on the First Amendment, the assaults on the Second Amendment, the voices who are calling attention to those assaults being snuffed out on social media. I think it's relatively unprecedented in a large, free, democratic nation for all of the institutions in that country, the academy, journalism, the media, the entertainment industry, politics, everyone.
That's what it is to see them all involved in criminal activity and lies. It's like it hurts you, not for you, but the sense of justice. It's like, Jesus, my country's this overrun? I thought I knew how bad. I thought it was a few controllers.
YouTube should fire Southern Poverty immediately from all YouTube monitoring because it's an outrage. I mean, to have the possibility of an anti-conservative hitting delete for partisan reasons or on any content that's relevant to patriotic Americans. And I think Google really needs to be, and YouTube, be transparent. I mean, moving forward, to monitor content and have a no right. policy related to anyone that has any political affiliation or any reputation for being partisan. And I think also there really needs to be an apology to patriotic Americans that use YouTube for this gross oversight and unfair process that's really done not with any kind of disclosure in the choice of using Southern Poverty for right. the monitoring of content. It just doesn't make sense. And frankly, it opens up a bunch of things. I mean, when they're doing this to conservatives, what else are they doing it to?
There is a purge of not just InfoWars, but thousands and thousands of Christian pro-gun, pro-military shooting clubs, you name it, and that actually News Corp met with Google, Facebook, and Twitter, bragged that they were going to work with the left to come in and shut down censorship.
The emoji, the image of the Taiwanese flag, it makes your phone crash. John McCain said, if you hack anybody or you download illegal music, we will fry your computer. We will crash it or maybe even fry it. People said that's outrageous. They already had that technology. Apple's China-friendly censorship caused an iPhone crashing bug, Wired. And it goes on that if you try to send the Taiwanese flag, your iPhone crashes. Well, what happened 5 months ago? Apple officially moved to China to be tax exempt, merged with the government, and they told Reuters, in China, if you are based here, the government runs you. That's just the way it is. And boom, if they can censor a flag in real time, they can do a voice print and ban Alex Jones or President Trump. They can ban words, just like you try to type on your iPhone a cuss word, it won't let you do it. It's beyond that. It's here. And that's the new Article 13, Article 11, saying that software by law will be on all devices where you cannot even say or do certain things preemptively. Now, this was such a big blow up for Apple, they had to back off. They said, we apologize. We'll only geolocate if you're inside China. Let that sink in. You've got all these Hollywood programs saying I'm a racist and misrepresenting who I am, defaming me. You've got the very same corporations and calling for me to be shut down so they can lie about me and you, and we don't have a way to speak out or resist it and even counter it. Apple and others have moved to China and are now putting the iCloud data keys to everyone's iPhone on their platform and admitting that Chinese intelligence now runs Apple. And I'm just a loyal American sitting here saying it's wrong for an American citizen not to be able to send the Taiwanese flag to somebody because the Chi-Coms that have killed over 100 million of their own people and sell Christians' organs because they're Christians on the world market. What, tell me a 30-year-old Christian doesn't have a heartbeat or a soul next? Liberals, you're not liberals. You are weak.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Listening to the American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host today. We've got this breaking news on the desk here. Biden administration Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on Tuesday declared gun violence a public health crisis, furthering Democrats' war on gun rights. Let's go ahead and run this clip and unpack it on the other side.
Hello, I'm U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. Today, for the first time in the history of our office, I am issuing a Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. It outlines the urgent threat firearm violence poses to the health and well-being of our country. As a doctor, I've seen the consequences of firearm violence up close in the lives of the patients I've cared for over the years. These are moms and dads, sons and daughters, all of whom were robbed of their physical and mental health by senseless acts of violence. Unfortunately, the problem has continued to grow. 54% of adults in America report that they or a family member have experienced a firearm-related incident, whether they've been personally threatened with or injured by a firearm, lost a family member, witnessed a shooting, or shot a firearm in self-defense. Many of these harms are disproportionately felt in our communities. Black individuals endure the highest rates of firearm homicides, while suicide rates are highest among veterans, older white individuals, and younger American Indian and Alaska Native people. What is especially devastating is how this has affected our children. Firearm violence has become the number one cause of death among children and adolescents, more than car accidents or drug overdoses. I've sat with parents who've lost a child to firearm violence. I've listened to their stories and felt their pain as they describe the holes in their hearts. As a father, I know a parent's worst nightmare is to lose a child, to feel like you can't protect your child from harm. Beyond these precious lives that are lost to firearm violence, there are wider ripples of harm to those who are injured, who witness the incidents, who live in urban and rural communities where such violence takes place, and who constantly read and hear about firearm violence in the news. The collective trauma and fear that Americans are experiencing is contributing to the mental health challenges that we are facing today. Nearly 6 in 10 U.S. adults say they worry about a loved one being a victim of firearm violence. Our children should not have to live in fear that they are going to get shot if they go to school. None of us should have to worry that going to the mall or a concert or a house of worship means putting our lives at risk, or that we'll get a call that a loved one in a moment of crisis has taken their own life with a firearm. All of us, regardless of our background or beliefs, want to live in a world that is safe for us and our children. The Surgeon General's advisory lays out the approach we can take to address firearm violence as the public health crisis that it is. This includes implementing community violence prevention programs and firearm risk reduction strategies, improving access to mental health care for those exposed to or at risk for firearm violence, and expanding research funding to inform and evaluate our prevention strategies. Firearm violence is a public health crisis. Our failure to address it is a moral crisis. To protect the health and well-being of Americans, especially our children, we must now act with the clarity, courage, and urgency that this moment demands.
So people of color are disproportionately inclined to be victims of homicide by firearm, but that's funny how they spin it, because we know that people of color are more likely statistically to actually commit homicide by firearm. And it really doesn't have so much to do with race as it has to do with poverty. Low-income people are more likely to be violent or victims of violence. This is known. And they just manipulate these statistics in order to use the ails of some distant civilization, some distant community or culture, as an excuse to erode your right to bear arms, your Second Amendment right, which should not be infringed. It said shall not be infringed in the Constitution, but we've seen it infringed time and time and time again. And frankly, when he said that he's sat with families who've been victims of gun violence, I just don't really believe him. I mean, maybe it's some book signing. I wonder if he came out with a book. He seems like the kind of guy that might have a book. That's some book signing or public event. Maybe some parent approached him. But the fact of the matter is, our government doesn't actually care about your health or your life in any way, shape, or form. We know this because these vaccines were abundantly deadly. We know this because of the experiments of the CIA through MKUltra. We know this for a litany of reasons, whether it's Fauci's led NIH allowing contaminated blood products to infect 10,000 hemophiliacs with HIV in the 80s. Anybody that got a blood transfusion was at risk of getting HIV or hepatitis. They know about all of these things that actually kill you, and they cover them up, don't fight for them. But then suddenly when there's a homicide in the ghetto, they act like they care about the lives of people of color. They act like they care about the lives of people of color while simultaneously advocating for conscription to be expanded to women. They act like they care about the lives of people of color while simultaneously advocating for full-term abortion. Because the more developed a baby's organs are in utero, the more valuable it is on the organ market. So you're going to believe Vivek Murphy or Murray or whatever the hell his name is when he tells you that he's opposed to the Second Amendment, when he tells you he doesn't want you to have a gun because it's for your own safety, because he loves you so much? Please. These people care nothing for human life. They value it so little. They see themselves as gods and everyone else as plebes. We are the proletariat class. They are the bourgeois. They want to hammer us down. They want to duplicate their consciousness. They want to live forever, and they want your organs. Maybe that's the reason they don't want you shot. They don't want your liver or your kidneys being damaged as they harvest them so they can live forever like something out of Altered Carbon. And now we see reports that the World Economic Forum is urging us to wash clothes less to save the planet. And I don't know if the crew found this clip or not, but do you remember the famous clip? It was used in the song, the folk song, where they took Alex Jones's...
Yeah, the Bon Iver.
The Bon Iver song, yeah. Bon Iver knockoff.
Bony Bear?
Yes. Where he says that he heard that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama just smell like sulfur. Because of course
they,
it has.
Because they do.
Because they do. And it has demonic connotations. You imagine that a demon coming out of the ground would have to go through a bunch of natural gas in order to get to the top. And that would explain the sulfur odor. And now we have the World Economic Forum urging everyone else in the United States of America to smell just like them. Humans need to stop washing their clothes in order to save the planet, the World Economic Forum globalist think tank is urging. Claiming that decreasing the number of washes will reduce carbon emissions, the World Economic Forum released guidelines for the public to wash our clothes less to help the planet. So now we have to sacrifice meat from our diets. Now we have to sacrifice hygiene from our routine. We are supposed to be famished and just ratchet. You want us tattered and torn and hungry for the sake of the climate. They literally want to kill humanity for the sake of saving the planet when the whole point of saving the planet was supposed to be to save humanity. But now they've worshipped the planet so much it's become an idol, a god in and of itself, that they would rather have everyone on the planet dead as long as the planet is beautiful and green and showing no signs of life whatsoever in terms of human life. They want to kill all livestock, all cattle. We see chicken coop after chicken coop after chicken coop ablaze. Have you seen the reports over the last several years? Have you seen how many different farms have just been in giant flames? While the cost of chicken has gone up 40%, I don't know if the crew has noticed this. I mentioned this the other day on War Room. Have you guys noticed? If you go to P. Terry's, they leave you a note now that says, "We're sorry for the increase in cost, but the cost of chicken is up 40%, so we had to raise our prices." Did you guys notice that at P. Terry's? I don't know if you've been in the last couple of weeks. My wife took a picture of it. But they want you starving. They don't want you eating any meat. They want you soy and beta and low T and weak and malleable and desperate and unarmed. To me, when I see something on the desk like this, wash clothes less to save the planet, it's the same as when I see reports that Vivek Murphy, the Surgeon General, is saying that they need to crack down on gun violence because it's a public health crisis. What they do is they just declare everything an emergency because in a state of emergency, all of the rules and regulations change. It allows basically unilateral power across the political class to instill any policy which will never be reverted or changed back. They always say 2 weeks to slow the spread. They always say, CRO says, "Oh, we're just going to lock down the studio for 2 weeks and then you'll be back on the air." That is bull. They always say things are going to be better when this emergency is over. The pandemic, we have to instill these emergency regulations and rules for how we count ballots, how we do these elections. We have to change the rules just because it's unsafe to go to the ballot box. Then the pandemic goes over. 3 years go by since the pandemic. All of the laws in all of these states are still exactly the same, even if they have Republican legislatures. Do you not realize yet that we are being betrayed at the highest levels by the people, the very people sworn to protect us and our rights? Treason, betrayed, betrayal, wretched Judas crap, Brutus crap at the highest levels. So please, I beg you, I implore you, do not be fooled when they come out and they claim that they care about you or your children. That man invoked his own children as an excuse to take away your right to defend yourself and your family. How sick is that? I mean, imagine somebody exploiting the life of their children to justify egregious violations of rights. I've never heard of anything like that before. Who would exploit the lives of their children for the sake of money or a political end? What kind of sick bastard would exploit children? He's exploiting his own children to take away your Second Amendment right. I've never heard of anything like that before. Who would do that? What kind of sick cuck would do that?
I know like 14.
Evil people. We are dealing with good versus evil at the highest levels. All of the stories that we've grown up adoring, whether they're biblical stories, whether it's Lord of the Rings. This is Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Empire versus Rebellion, Sauron versus the Hobbits level stuff. I mean, if you've ever watched a World War II movie and gotten goosebumps, if you watched Saving Private Ryan, and were just blown away by the intensity of the Normandy invasion of D-Day, Operation Overlord. And inspired by the heroism and the courage of good versus evil. And if you believed in it, and if you resonated with it, and if you wished just for a moment that you had the chance to do something so good and so glorious so that when you die, you would know that when you met God at the pearly gates, you would be welcomed in with open arms, my good and faithful servant, then you should wake up right now and realize that we are amidst a very similar conflict. No, it's not artillery. No, it's not machine guns on a beach. As you lie about your age so that you can enlist in the most glorious war of all time of good versus evil. It's not the same medium, but it is the same story. This is the greatest war between good and evil happening right before our eyes, and the clues are everywhere, whether it's a headline about washing your clothes less, or a headline about Vivek What's-His-Face saying that you can't have a gun because he's got a kid. These are all the little clues that prove to us over and over again that the devil has minions among us, perpetuating his plan, whether they know it or not. He, just as God does, works through human beings. His will, it's his plan versus God's plan, and it's a matter of how many people are going to get on the right side, and we don't even need the majority. We just need a small minority with the balls to do what is right in the face of adversity. You say, well, Chase, what does it mean? What does doing what's right look like? Well, first of all, follow the Ten Commandments, plus love one another as Jesus loved you. And once you've done that, then go to war. Once you have conquered the evil within, then you can fight the evil without. Once you have made your own bed, then you can change the world. Once you make yourself better, then you can make the world a better place. So conquer the evil within. Get your house in order, get right with God, and go to war. Not violent war. I'm talking metaphorically here. Go to war against evil itself. Whether it's the pedophiles in your neighborhood hosting drag queen story hours, as they did in mine just a couple of weeks ago. Whether it's these leftists at the top, whether the Republicans or Democrats, whether it's these globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum, or the UN, or NATO, or the Biden regime. Go to war with these people. Show up and vote. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy something to keep us on the air. Fight the war for good. You don't want to go by your whole life barely making ends meet, paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out how you're going to solve your credit card debt. Trying to do the total money makeover at your kitchen table with your wife who's pissed off at you because you've overspent. It's not even really your fault because inflation's so bad and you just don't know how to make it happen. You don't want to go your whole life eking by. But on your deathbed, you can only think about what you should have done, what you could have done, instead of what you did. I am trying to bestow upon you the glory and satisfaction that on the moment of your death, on the day of your death, many years from now, you can look back and say, you fought for freedom, you fought for good. I am trying to give you the gift of a clean conscience. And it's never too late. And you are capable. And you are talented. I firmly believe that every person in the world, especially Americans, are bestowed with a specific gift from God. A talent from God. Doesn't matter how smart you are. Doesn't matter how athletic you are. We're all given a special talent. Find it. It is your calling. It is your goal. And use it for good. And if everyone who loves America does their duty to America, then it is inevitable that America will prevail over the evil that is the United States. You understand? You understand what I'm trying to say to you? Be not a citizen of the United States of America. Be an American. I don't care if you immigrate here. I don't care if you're gay or straight or what your religion is, if you're Muslim, Jewish, whatever. I don't care if that's cool. Whatever. Just be an American. Be an American Jew. Be an American Muslim. Be an American Black. Be an American White. Be an American Asian. As long as you are American, then you are on the side of good. If you're truly American, if you adopt the ideals this country was founded on, this Constitution, this Declaration of Independence was written upon, if you adopt those values, you will inevitably be a good person. And what is a good nation if not a nation made up of good people? That's all it is. We are a sum of our parts. So I implore you to consider the words that I've given you in this segment. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or not today, but we are going to be taking calls in about 30 minutes. So keep your phones close by. But if you want proof, in 2025, all draftable U.S. women will be forced vaccinated with deadly RNA spike proteins by the medical military industrial complex because they love you so much they want to vaccinate you and then send you to the front lines. They care about your life so much that they want to vaccinate you because, you know, vaccines save lives. But they want to vaccinate you before they send you to war with Russia or China? I mean, one would think that if they cared about your life, they wouldn't force you via conscription to go to war with two of the strongest superpowers other than the United States in the world. Two of the most ruthless political organizations in the entire world. The Kremlin and the CCP. I mean, we look at Russia and we look at China as if they care nothing about human rights. What we need to realize is, yes, that's true, but we need to realize that the government of the United States of America is just as evil. It's just been so much better at covering it up. You realize that, right? You realize that our leaders are no better than the leaders of the CCP or the Kremlin. Our intelligence communities, our militaries are no better, morally speaking, than the Kremlin or Ukraine, or Israel, or Hamas, or China. Everyone across the globe is basically the same level, on average, of evil. It is the human condition. We have all suffered equally from the fall of man since we ate from the tree of knowledge because that wretched woman gave us a piece of fruit. Right? So we need to stop thinking of ourselves as morally superior as a nation just because we have more freedoms protected by virtue of our founding fathers having foresight enough to document freedoms. Just because we have more freedom in our country doesn't mean our government is less capable or willing or wanting to commit acts of evil. And so they want to vaccinate, conscript you, and send you to World War III. Meanwhile, another vaccine passport bill fails to pass in New York, where medical legislation is disguised and the nanny state can impose vaccine mandates later. Here's what's going on. And I had the article on my desk. I misplaced it, but I don't even need it to talk about this. The federal government makes every industry, every individual, every professional so dependent financially on federal aid that it buys off any enemy that it would have. Civil War in the 1860s, the states were much less financially dependent on the federal government than they are now. I mean, Texas is never going to secede from the federal government because we get however many tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government every year just for things like windmills and roads. I mean, we're bought off. Every university is bought off because aid is withheld. Foreign grants are withheld from the federal government to these universities unless they comply with weird Title IX regulations or others. And now the healthcare industry, this is the main reason that everybody should have voted against the Affordable Care Act, because now that the government is the customer and the government is the source of a vast majority of revenue, whether it's through Medicare or Medicaid or others, all of our doctors will bend to the will of a political class that has inherent conflicts of interest that is inherently corrupt. So we have a situation now in which our healthcare, our education, every major industry that you can possibly think of is obedient, subservient, subjugated to the federal government, an inherently evil organization. And the only way to fight back against that is to be the good in the world and push from the bottom up against evil. It's a weight of evil on our shoulders like the cross itself, and it gets heavier and heavier as it gets more and more corrupt and consumes more and more people and adds them to the top. And the weight gets greater. The closer you get to Mordor, the heavier the ring becomes. But if you push up, eventually it will yield before you do. Stay with us, folks, for more on the other side. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The American Journal with Chase Geyser, your compass to the nation's crossroads on InfoWars.
Well,
the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. Breaking news, Atlanta's most notorious judge, Christina Peterson, has been removed from the bench by the Georgia Supreme Court. The Judicial Commission found her guilty of, get this, systemic incompetence.
Basically, yeah, I thought you were going to say racism.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's what's funny about
if you'd
it.
The said answer systemic to systemic racism
is systemic incompetence. They basically found her guilty of being retarded. Let's run this clip and then unpack it.
Now at noon, the Georgia State Supreme Court ruling Douglas County probate judge Christina Peterson be removed from the bench. According to a decision issued today, Peterson violated multiple rules in the Code of Judicial Conduct. This decision comes days after Peterson was arrested at a nightclub in Buckhead. Good afternoon. I'm Rick Fulbaum.
And I'm Lana Harris. So Peterson now faces two charges, simple battery against a police officer and felony willful obstruction of law enforcement by use of threats of violence. The Georgia Supreme Court says Peterson is not eligible to be elected or appointed to any judicial office in the state.
Man.
For at least 7 years.
She's looking pretty ratchet. Pretty bad. Fascinating new developments in terms of legal developments. Big news for Steve Bannon tonight. The bipartisan legal advisory group. This is what Matt Gaetz was talking about on Timcast. Can you guys find the clip of Matt Gaetz on Timcast talking about the blag? They definitely cut it up. It was on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. The bipartisan legal advisory group, blag, voted tonight 3-2, confirming the official legal position of the House is that the J6 committee was illegitimate, and all subpoenas issued by the committee were also illegitimate. Of course, this was the committee that issued the subpoena against Steve Bannon. I believe that he refused to honor the subpoena and therefore was held in contempt, and the contempt charges, as I understand it, are the reason that he's been sentenced to prison until after the election beginning in July. Black has now directed the House Office of General Counsel to file an amicus brief in support of Steve Bannon with Justice Roberts. Matt Gaetz explains how the Black process works in the video. I believe the video is probably directly linked to this original tweet. Bannon is optimistic. So I don't know why this didn't happen sooner. Maybe they wanted to see how the legal process would play out. But maybe by some miracle, Bannon will be saved from having to go to prison. Although going to prison, I don't wish this upon Steve Bannon at all, because I think he's innocent and I support him and believe in him with all my heart. Frankly, Steve Bannon, other than Alex Jones, has probably been the single greatest inspiration to me in the political conversation. I watched American Dharma. I watched The Brink. I watched American Dharma at least half a dozen times. It's an amazing documentary about Steve Bannon. I'm not here to plug Steve Bannon's documentaries. I'm here to plug InfoWarsStore.com. But if you do have a chance to watch it, I highly recommend it. It's timeless, and it goes to show the importance of the populist movement, the work that he actually did. And it's just a deep insight, a sophisticated insight. It's trying to be a hit piece against him, really, but it just failed to do that because it was too honest. And it showed the American heroism of Steve Bannon. But so that being said, there's a part of me that wanted him to go to prison, because it would make a martyr out of him. It would empower him. It would awaken more people. But I don't wish this upon him, because no innocent man should ever go to prison, regardless of how Machiavellian the outcome may be, of how good the outcome may be. So I hope that he doesn't have to go. I hope he can stay on the air and fight the good fight from the front lines. And I hope that Matt Gaetz' strategy here, as he outlined in Timcast, is – were you able to find that clip? Okay, let's run that clip real quick, and then we'll move on to other news. Okay. We need a couple of minutes. All right. So
legal advice.
Go ahead.
Speaker of the House, the majority leader, the majority whip, the minority leader, and the minority whip. So the Republicans hold a 3-2 in this. Bannon is going to petition for an en banc review of this determination to revoke his bail. When he does, I believe the blag should and will take a 3-2 vote for the House to seek leave to file an amicus brief with the en banc court that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. It was illegitimately formed. It was a runaway committee. It did not have a proper minority member. And whether it's Peter Navarro or Steve Bannon, nobody should be sitting in a jail cell because they would not comply with the absurd musings of a committee unlike any before in our nation's history.
Talk me through that again. So he would go to this committee, this five-person committee, where there's three people.
Yes.
three Republicans.
And if they vote in favor, then they would create.
And what it would do, what they would do is they would go to the court and say, we want to tell the court that it is now the official view of the House of Representatives that the January 6th committee was illegitimate. Wow. And then Bannon's lawyers could ask the court to take judicial notice of that vote by the blag, which would then give them a basis to allow his bail to stay in effect.
And Republicans can do this with the majority.
The Republicans can do this without even taking a floor vote. Mike Johnson, Steve Scalise, and Tom Emmer can do it, and it is my belief that they are working toward that end as we speak.
Oh, wonderful. That's good news.
What's the justification?
What about Navarro?
That's exactly what happened. Blag did do what Matt Gaetz anticipated they would do, and it's yet to play out what's going to happen as far as whether the sentence is going to be overruled against Steve Bannon, but apparently Steve Bannon is optimistic, and so am I. And I just wanted to touch on this article because this ties in directly to what I was talking about in the last segment. Massachusetts unanimously passed a bill that would legalize the sale of babies by pregnant mothers. Remember how I mentioned that they want to allow abortion all the way up to full term because the more developed a fetus's organs are, the more valuable they are in the market? They are engaging in human trafficking, the sale of human beings. And how many examples have we read or seen over the course of the last year on social media of adoptive parents abusing their children? And I'm not against adoption by any means. I'm not trying to sound bigoted here, but there's a very specific type of adoption that seems to lend itself toward child abuse. And if you legalize a market for human beings, if you legalize a form of human trafficking, who do you think the first people are going to be who are most interested in engaging in this type of business? Who do you think the first people are going to be who just jump in like piranhas with a hint of blood, like sharks with a hint of blood in their nose? They're going to shred these children apart for their evil ends. It's impossible to stress enough how much the abandoning of biblical authority and thus the absolute morality of the Christian worldview has impacted our society, according to this article. Hurting the most vulnerable women and children, and a new bill that unanimously, keep that in mind, unanimously passed the Massachusetts House just highlights another layer of the brokenness that comes from leaving behind God's design for marriage, gender, and sexuality. Consider the headline, Massachusetts House Unanimously Approves Parentage Equality Bill. And they always name it something other than what it is, parentage equality? First of all, everybody should have equal rights to be the parent of their own children. But when you're talking about human trafficking and you're trying to throw equality and equity in the mix, this is like DEI, but instead of diversity, equity, inclusion for having a job, it's diversity, equity, inclusion for possessing a child as your property. This is the DEI of human trafficking right here, this trash. Now, such a headline looks good on the face of it. Who wouldn't want parentage equality? The Boston Globe describes the bill this way. This bill will fix archaic sections of state law that can make it difficult for LGBTQ families and those who use alternative methods of reproduction, like in vitro fertilization, to establish legal parenthood. So they want you to have the right to kill your baby so they can sell its organs. But if you're going to have your baby, they want to be able to sell it for the sake of equality to people statistically more likely to engage in abuse of that child. This is disgusting trash. Stop it. Just stop. More on the other side.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within
and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning, filling in for the great Harrison Smith. He will be hosting the War Room this afternoon, so do not be dismayed. He's still with us today at the InfoWars headquarters in a secret location in Austin, Texas. We are going to be taking calls for the third hour. I'm opening up the phone lines right now. Open lines, 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. That's 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. Call now, get on the line, and share what you have to say with the world. Where do I begin for this next segment? I've got like a miscellaneous litany of articles to talk about. Let's just get into the Plandemic 2.0. Bird flu vaccines to be administered to humans in Finland starting next week. Isn't that wonderful? This Florida county reports latest case of dengue fever. Here's what to know. CDC issues dengue fever alert in the U.S. What is dengue fever? Is this my Gary Johnson, what is Aleppo? Am I supposed to know or understand what this is? This sounds like something from Vietnam. dengue fever. Sounds like something you would get in the jungle or in Africa. And they seem to be just spitballing, throwing paint at the wall to try to figure out what is going to stick. But I don't think anybody's going to fall for it again. And the real shame of it is someday there is going to be a real pandemic. It's inevitable it's going to happen. It happens sometimes every however many hundreds of years, whether it's the bubonic plague or the Spanish flu. Someday there's going to be a real pandemic. And because these evil, demonic, Satanist globalists have lied so much, literally every election year, about some terrible virus or flu or bacteria or whatever, no one is going to believe them. I mean, remember, it was the 2008 H1N1 election year. 2010, 2012, Ebola election year. Then they had COVID-19, of course, and now they're talking about bird flu. Now they're talking about dengue. They're just using any excuse they can. They're trying to see what's going to stick so they can usher in even more regulations and sanctions. Keep in mind, folks, none of the rules and policies that had any long-term negative effect on our freedoms were actually lifted after this pandemic went away. Yes, it's true that you see fewer people wearing masks than you saw before, but they could institute mask mandates again in a heartbeat. That was never reversed or corrected. Yes, it's true that you don't have to stand 6 feet apart anymore like you used to, but they could institute 6 feet to slow the spread in a heartbeat. None of those sanctions were lifted. They're just dormant now. Yes, it's true that we're not experiencing massive lockdowns now, but they can lock us down in a heartbeat. None of those sanctions, policies, or regulations were lifted. They're just dormant. Yes, it's true that it's safe to show up on election day and vote in person, but none of the states reversed any of their laws or policies that made it easier for the Democratic machine to harvest as many votes as possible, door to door, ballot by ballot, paper mail-in by paper mail-in. And I'm just abundantly offended at the notion that we, the American people, are cowardly enough, fearful enough, weak enough to sacrifice our freedoms, our rights, and our liberties for the sake of a little bit of safety, and it's faux safety at that. It's not even real. Those who would sacrifice freedom for safety deserve none and will have neither. But we fall for it time and time again because we're morons, and they perpetuate it from the top time and time again because they're malicious. Thank God for their incompetence. Thank God for their stupidity. It could be our only hope in the fight for good over evil, the fact that the enemy is so abundantly stupid. But what happens is a long-term, quiet, Trojan conspiracy. Evil is so inferior in strength and power to good that it has to operate and plan and set up infrastructure and systems in the dark for sometimes decades, dormant, preparing for an onslaught, just like Mordor. Keep in mind, Lord of the Rings, I go back to, I don't know why I'm going back to it so much this morning, but it's so pertinent. Sauron amasses his army for literally centuries. He's still living, still conscious, still the eye of Sauron for centuries and centuries as he converts man to evil or elves to evil and makes them into orcs. And he develops the Uruk-hai and he converts Saruman the White to the darkness for centuries, preparing for the perfect moment for his onslaught against good. Because anyone who has studied the rules of war understands that you never attack a stronger enemy head on. So you have to conspire in the shadows if you want to defeat a stronger enemy until you've built up enough strength that you can catch them by surprise. And if history tells us anything, Alex Jones has said this many times, it's that good people sit by quietly and allow this evil to develop, to evolve, to grow in strength for centuries or decades or centuries or decades. And just at the last moment, when it's almost too late, finally people wake up, and unfortunately millions of people have to suffer the consequences, have to die in order for good to finally win. But it is inevitable that good does finally win. I mean, look at what happened in Star Wars. You have Senator Palpatine conspiring for decade after decade, and he becomes chancellor. And it's not until it's too late that he declares himself emperor. And finally, there's this rebellion after people wake up to what's happened. that is able to overcome this evil, but only after the destruction of entire planets. Only after Princess Leia has to watch her home planet destroyed right before her eyes at the hands of Darth Vader, utilizing his new Death Star for the first time. And must we wait here in the United States of America? Must we wait for the death of our way of life, of Western culture, of our entire civilization, of our entire nation, before we realize that evil has been conspiring for decades to eradicate all that is good? Are we going to allow ourselves to sit back and watch as this evil, dark energy accumulates power? As the CDC and the WHO conspire and enact policies for disease X, which doesn't even exist yet, and then try to manifest what that disease really is and throw it at the wall? Are we going to allow the WHO to do this? Are we going to allow the CDC to do this? Are we going to allow the World Economic Forum to accrue more and more globalist political power while we sit idly by? Are we going to allow NATO to accrue more weapons and soldiers and power? The European Union, the United Nations, our own federal government, which has accumulated a deep state so powerful, the likes of which mankind has never seen before in the history of government and civilization as far back as writing goes. When are we going to wake up and do something about this? Violence isn't even necessary. I mean, if they would have caught Mordor early on doing this, they could have stopped it. If they would have caught Palpatine when he was just a senator, before he was a chancellor, trying to do what he was doing, they would have arrested him and neutralized the threat. The Jedi Council would have been able to take it over. I mean, every story has an example, every famous story of where if good would have intervened just a little bit sooner, all of this calamity and conflict and disaster could have been totally prevented. But we're sleeping. We are a sleeping giant. Even if you watch the Pearl Harbor movie, I believe this is a true story, I don't think it's just Hollywood fiction. As soon as Pearl Harbor was attacked, the Japanese leadership said, "I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant." But what if that giant would have never been asleep in the first place? Couldn't Pearl Harbor have been prevented? Couldn't World War II have been prevented? I am calling upon you, the Info Warriors, the sleeping giants in the world, all of those who stand for what is good, all of those who believe that Christ is king, all of those who believe in good over evil, the individual over the collective, I am calling on you right now to wake up before it's too late, because I don't want you to be shaken to consciousness by the actions of evil men. I want you to be woken up by an ally saying the enemy is coming, the British are coming, the British are coming. We're going to go to your calls, 877-789-2539. Again, 877-789-2539. We have 1 minute until we're going to break. I want to remind everyone that Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Nascent iodine is an incredible product that helps with thyroid health. And for those of you who don't know, our thyroid is incredibly important for detoxifying our bodies from the chemicals in the air, the water, and the food that we consume. Obviously, we're inundated with preservatives, processed foods, chemicals. It's hard for our bodies to even get nutrition out of the food and water that we consume. So Survival Shield X3 is a great way to empower your thyroid to detoxify your body. Even globalist institutions like the WHO and the CDC admit that iodine deficiency is a leading major health problem in the world. It's known to be associated with cognitive impairment or cognitive decline. I'm sure that Joe Biden needs Survival Shield X3 more than anyone. So if you don't want to be like Joe Biden, go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Survival Shield X3. Fight for your mind, fight for your health, and fight for the truth in the InfoWar.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this.
It is a
classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
They are so angry that true narratives that you can see in front of your face are stopping their gaslighting. So they turn around and tell us that we're disinformation.
Your choice is the 81-year-old or the potential criminal. Your 81-year-old or the bigot. 81-year-old or the racist.
In terms of
81-year-old or the fascist.
Myself and 11 others, Louis Faircon, Laura Loomer, Gavin McGinnis, Paul Joseph Watson.
Facebook literally posted an update to its community standards policy saying it's acceptable to incite violence against me. Yes, really. Do not post threats that could lead to death and other forms of high severity violence of any targets where threat is defined as any of the following. Statements of intent to commit high severity violence or calls for high severity violence. Unless the target is an organization or individual covered in the dangerous individuals and organizations policy. That's me. So in other words, Facebook just informed its 2 billion users that it's acceptable to post statements of intent of high severity violence against me.
We're listed as dangerous persons. They actually put out a policy saying you're allowed to call for violence against these 12 people. But they said that I was being banned to a new level where you're allowed to call for violence against me. Not just that you're shut down, but people can then organize against you physically. And they listed why. They said Jones has put out the disinformation that Biden has had multiple strokes and is in serious cognitive decline. Well, Joe Biden has had multiple strokes and aneurysms in his brainstem, which, by the way, kills most people. That's why there's videos of him, multiple speeches. I had my brain out on the table.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Anyway, they had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
I argue we have a president, we have a vice president. The president of the United States refuses to meet with the sheriff. He also refuses to meet with the police chiefs of the United States. We were also told by Mr. Ray, the FBI director, that there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11.
And I saw him go in a month period from doddering some and having some cognitive problems. I mean, I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being a vegetable, he was like a 2. It wasn't that bad, but you could tell he was declining. And then right around that time, 4.5 years ago, it was pretty early in the campaign, he just suddenly was bubbling and babbling and couldn't talk. And I said, it's clear that he just had some type of new event. I don't know what it is, but he's declined a lot.
For the first time, I didn't watch a man slur his words a little bit or forget his surroundings momentarily. I watched a man completely void of all awareness, a man not present at all in mind, a man who desperately needs help and care. He should have been helped to walk away months, if not years ago. There is no shame in being unwell. Zero. It's not that he's old. I know people far older who are sharp as tacks. It's not his age. He is unwell. He can't control it. It's sad. Many of us have seen our own loved ones go through similar things. It is just cruel to continue propping him up and putting him in places he does not belong. There is no way in hell Joe Biden is running America. No way. Which raises the question, who is?
They went, oh, no, he's beautiful. He's masterful. No one's smarter. He's the best. And if you say he's obviously got cognitive issues, the beginning of onset of dementia, which is now deep into dementia, you are going to be censored and we're allowed to call for violence against you. I have a right to say I think he's an idiot and can't speak. But I was right.
And a man arises, not by his own power, but by the power of God to speak the truth. Then all of these become the enemy of deceit if it's used properly, and all of these can be turned against the speaker.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Huh. Getting funky.
It's the American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, taking calls and breaking balls, snapping necks and cashing checks. Let's go to Mr. Process in Wisconsin. Mr. Process, what is on your mind, sir?
Hey, Mr. Chase Geyser, how you doing this morning?
I hope good. What's up, man?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, it's kind of a crucial phone call because I think we should kind of change topics.
Okay.
And focus on giving Trump ammunition for tomorrow's debate. Questions, okay. Things he can say, you know, because it's amazing that he's knowingly walking into this trap, pretty ballsy. It's like a face-off.
Yes.
You know, and,
obviously they think they've laid some sort of a trap. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, and he knows he's going in, which is like, you know, good on him. Shows courage like, you know, like all the J6ers, they knew the possibility of something going on. But anyway, I have some ideas, some questions he could ask, you know, because in a debate, you can also ask your opponent questions. It's not just the moderators asking questions.
Right. They should ask him to count down from 100 without making a mistake.
Yeah, or you know, try to maintain cognitive ability for 5 seconds.
But 100, 98, I mean 99. You make a mistake in the first 10.
I got 7 ideas. I don't know about other
7
callers,
okay.
But first one is should abortions be allowed up to 9 months? I'd like to hear Joe Biden's response for that. Mm-hmm. Should magazines be restricted to government mandated size? At what age should trans surgery be allowed? Who has killed more children in Gaza and how many? Does the government have the right to mandate or force vaccination? Why are things like orange juice, meat, and pistachios so expensive? And should news organizations be held accountable if they lie, like InfoWars and Sandy Hook or the MSN and the COVID vaccine being safe and effective and delicious?
Those are all great, great questions.
What do you think?
What would you ask if you took a shower with Ashley Biden when she was underage?
Yeah, I'm worried if he goes too sharp, though. You know, you could also ask him if he's done cocaine before or if he drinks child's blood, but if he goes too aggressive, I think they'll just like cancel out the debate. You know, I think Joe Biden right now.
I was just going to ask, will it even bother you? I don't even care if he's done cocaine before. I'm more perturbed at the, you know, showering with his daughter.
Yeah, well, you know, I
wish
think
he was doing cocaine. Maybe perturbing. He'd be able to put a sentence together.
Yeah, but like the problem is, like, you can see how I think he's done cocaine already, like Hunter, you know, like father, like son, the apple doesn't far too fall from the tree.
Yeah.
But like, you can see now how that has an effect later on in life. You know, all the drugs are contaminated. I think they do occult rituals for the drug. Even marijuana, you know, you smoke the female plant and it's making everyone gay. It's like Soma from 1984, you know, and destroys willpower and, you know, a lot of problems with that. So I think, you know, he's being like fed intravenously, you know, young blood to kind of amp him up. You know, they've done studies before with
adrenochrome
that.
Stuff.
Well, there's adrenochrome, which they use to get high, but like they've already proven in lab experiments with mice, they like take the limbs from young mice and sew them on and connect the arteries and veins to old mice, and they age backwards. They unage.
Yeah, I've heard about these studies. It's fascinating.
Yeah, so that's why all these people are losing
limbs. They need to sew the limbs of young children onto Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's some sort of octopus creature.
Mr. Process, that's a great call. Those are all those seven comments that you made about questions that Trump could ask, I think would all be very challenging for Biden to answer. BS Assassin, what's on your mind?
Oh, man, now I got an image of Joe Biden with baby legs, baby arms on him, like letting them grow in, like Deadpool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, all right, on a serious note, everybody, this is a public service announcement. August 5th at 12 o'clock. There is a legislative meeting in Nassau County, which I will be attending. And our main mission, right? Don't be distracted with the smokescreen Joe Biden, because he's doing a lovely job as a smokescreen. They want to divert attention to him so that we forget about the genocide that has been perpetrated upon us. All right. So yes. Our number one mission, InfoWarriors, go down to your legislative office, find out when your next meeting is. And we got to get the mRNA shots off the shelf. Immediately, that's number one. And number two, who made the decision that tried and proven medicine no longer works to treat a lung infection? Who made that decision? Who authorized deadly drugs that can't get past animal testing? The remdesivir, the monoclonal antibodies, the ventilator for inflamed lungs, right? We had Trump bragging about it.
And they just pretended it never happened. They just stopped doing it and pretended it never happened.
So don't be distracted with this debate, everybody. You got to go down. All of us have to go down to our legislators, and we got to get the mRNA off the shelf. And we got to whoever came out with this protocol of death, right? Don't forget about Dr. Atlas, who was the coronavirus czar. What he told the American people before he got kicked out was to resist. That was his remedy for this. Could you imagine that? They had a coronavirus czar, an actual good guy, right? And his remedy for this was to resist. That was his remedy for this, all right? Anthony Fauci got an award from Donald Trump, right? So listen, guys, we're not going to vote our way out of this. They're all in on it, okay? So if you thought last time was bad when Trump got in with the cities burning, with the poison death shots, with the mask on your kids, I don't see how this guy was the best president. I don't know. I'm very confused. I must be stupid. You know what I mean?
No, but they're all working together, everybody. You're not stupid. I would never call you stupid, BS Assassin. I mean, I understand your criticisms of Trump, and I agree somewhat. I think he was bamboozled, though, more than malicious. That's my only issue with you. And it's just the fact that all of the world's supervillains hate him so much. If he was in on it, they wouldn't hate him so much. What do you think, BS?
Well, I think that's a bunch of BS. I think you got to control every aspect of us. You know what I mean? You got to hold the American people at bay. Like, oh, this guy's fighting for you. Then he's rolling out death shots.
Opposition to Trump is just part of an act? Is that what you're saying?
Without a doubt. I mean, you have to be severely mentally compromised not to see that at this point.
I am severely mentally compromised. I just said nice things about you. You said maybe I'm just stupid. I said you're not stupid, and then you call me mentally compromised.
I wasn't corrupt and part of the show. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, if you're a smart guy and you're still perpetrating this lie that Trump is some savior, then you're probably in on it. But I love everybody anyway. You know what I mean? But the main thing, everyone, we got to get the MR. If we do not get this stuff off the shelf, And if we do not have accountability for a protocol of death for a lung infection, then the future generations of this country
will live under... Let me ask you about this, BS. What do you think about the new reports about the dengue fever and the bird flu?
It's just BS, man. Everyone's got... Every illness is bacteria, poison, toxins. It's from the environment. You know what I mean? It's all BS, man. God didn't make us with viruses. When they speak to us, the word virus in Latin means poison. All right. So from the time of the bubonic plague, they had people. They were poisoning people. That's what they do. They've been doing it for a long time.
If they came out with a vaccine for the bubonic plague, even though it doesn't exist anymore, I bet you millions of people would administer it to their 6-month-old babies.
A lot of people would, man, and it's unfortunate because people, when you're spiritually connected to God, you don't fall for this stuff, and that's why they destroy our religion with the pedophiles who infiltrate the church, and they pull people away from the spirituality. We don't congregate anymore. We're not. That's another thing. We got to form churches. If we build, people are dying for a good church where a regular father goes up there and he gives the sermon. No more priest class. No more wearing funny robes and bowing down to some weirdo that got moved around to 100 different parishes and molested how God knows how many kids. No more of that. A guy like you with a family goes up there, he gives the sermon. You know what I mean? A mother goes up there and gives the sermon. This is how church should be. This is how church is supposed to be. You know what I mean? And we'll have boxing there. We'll have MMA there. We'll have real stuff there where the kids are learning self-defense. We'll have a shooting range at our church. You know what I mean? That's what church
should
be.
You just go to church. I would join your religion.
100%. 100%. No, but it's not a religion. It's just following Christ. This is what Christ wants us to do. You know what I mean? We should all be congregating together, and our main mission is when evil arises, we all come together and we take care of it right away. That's all we should be doing. Every Sunday we go there, we punch each other in the face, we talk about God, we teach our kids good things, we shoot guns, you know what I mean? And then when evil wants to raise its little ugly decrepit head, we go handle it like men. You know what I mean? That's what we should be doing in this
country. Great call, BS. I appreciate it. Michael in New Mexico. Michael, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you. First, I want to respond somewhat to the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the right is so suspicious of its own as opposed to the left that if we start saying everybody's a shill, how are we ever going to come together and win at anything? You know, for sure, some people could be, but that's not going to lead us to win. I think I have a good point about how Trump could win over the left, like many leftist votes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not those that have Trump derangement syndrome. And I'm not sure how to do this in policy, if some of it kind of going to give away the idea somewhat, but if some of it can be pardoned or some of it is him putting pressure on attorney generals. But there's been the right that's been primarily the party of law and order. And what ultimately makes the left against that and feel somehow bad about that is that many of them feel like disenfranchised.
Criminals hate law and order.
Like some of them. A great point. But my point is, there's people sitting in jail for like marijuana, whereas the pedophiles that got caught by the legal justice system are
let go,
walking the street.
Yeah, or the illegal migrants that are coming over here with a rap sheet of rape and murder are being allowed to just walk around among us.
Exactly. And Trump may be going to jail. So Joe Biden's for sure going to try to use that against him, just like Republicans tried to use things against him during the debate in Hillary Clinton. Like the primary ones in 2016, and Hillary Clinton tried to like nail him on. I do forget the whole talk, but so this goes quick. Trump brought up that he paid for the different Republicans as a donor. Mm-hmm. And then Hillary Clinton tried to nail him on like taxes, and he was like, "Yeah, of course."
Right. He doubled down.
You know, and gave
but who wants to pay more taxes? And yeah, Mike Pence, and I mean, as much as I hate Mike Pence, he murdered in that debate with Tim Kaine, where Tim Kaine's like, "You've used every single tax loophole possible." And Mike Pence is like, "Of course, he wants to pay more taxes," despite the fact that he was an evil bastard. I mean, it was a good moment in a debate. But, you know, I think you're right. I think it's very easy for us to get distracted, too, when we think about donors. Donors are obviously a major variable in terms of political corruption. But you have to keep in mind that our politicians are no longer leveraged mostly by their donors. They're mostly leveraged once they're in office by their own ability to invest in companies and then spend federal dollars to ensure that those companies increase in value. So it's the legalized insider trading that amounts to much more money personally for the politicians than the donor class. Donors give a ton of money, but the politicians can't really make money directly off of the donors. The donors can help them get elected, and they can use that money for their campaigns, but you can't legally pocket the money from your donors. The best way to do that is by coming out with a book, for example, and then having your campaign or a political party purchase tens of thousands of copies of that book. Then you can get some kickback on the donor money. But the real money for our political class is in the Boeings and the other Fortune 500 publicly traded companies that the political class can personally invest in and then pass legislation to ensure that those companies get hyper-funded, go up in value, and then sell those stocks. That's how they make money. That's why the NVIDIAs blow up and Nancy Pelosi's going and speaking in Taiwan. NVIDIA, it's because she's personally invested to the tune of over $5 million that she's made, I believe, in the last 24 months alone or 12 months alone
Her
NVIDIA investment. So, Michael, that's a great call. Thank you for all your thoughts. I want to move on to William in Arkansas because we have the board with a lot of names on it today. I want to get to everybody. William, what's on your mind?
It was an honor to be part of your 30-year toast. I was the last caller. I got one up on all InfoWarriors. That was pretty cool.
Yes.
You went to a break and came back, and I was a caller and got to speak a minute or so. But regardless of all that, this deal with the service with the women and these compulsory shots.
Yes.
For one, I want to state everybody's waiting on God to fix everything. No, God gave us free will. Creation has free will. You're not going to come in and save this mess, right? It's a big fat joke. There was a lot of prayers in every concentration camp thinking that, oh, God will save us, God will save us. Yeah, right. And he saved you, all right. Call the American military and the Russian military and everybody else to stop killing. It's ridiculous. I don't want these ladies and or women. Let's go back to females, and let's basically males and females. Ovaries don't make a lady any more than testicles make a man. No, let's look at our nation. There's a lot of people out there who want to call themselves men, but they're certainly not stepping up to the plate.
Yes.
If you want to look at Peshmerga and all these young teenage girls that for the last 20 years, you know, look at the Kurdish, you know, these young teenage girls fighting off real battles for a long time. Why? Because our failure as a culture to reel in the injustice of our managers of our institution. I don't want to call them leaders. They are elected managers of our institution of government. The only thing democratic about our government is the electoral process. It is a constitutional republic that we choose our managers through an electoral process. Right? Mm-hmm. I kind of got in trouble a few years back for stating this, that, you know, what I said, that there's a lot of men I don't want in my foxhole. I got 23 years in the service. Doesn't make me a hero. I, you know, escaped through the cracks of not getting sent into a combat situation. A lot of it, attitude, placement, cross-training into other things, timely manners. I have been mobilized 7 different times. I've been in 3 different military uniforms and served with all branches. I've learned a great deal. I would ask all these so-called benevolent leaders from West Point or any other institution, where are the WMDs? If you look real close under the grassy knoll, I think you'll see them right there. They're covered up under depleted uranium rounds right next to a laptop. But what do I know? You know, maybe you can send some soldiers in there to get those things and jack them up with some anthrax and, you know, injections to keep them well from the depleted uranium.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your status of men, both in and out of the military. I'm for compulsory service on a national status on a constant level, not 2-3 years. A nation has always got something going on, a storm, a fire, you know, an injustice.
Nations that have compulsory service seem to do better. And what is it? Switzerland, right? Switzerland has compulsory service for a couple of years, and they haven't been at war in forever. So I'm inclined to think of that too. The only issue I have with compulsory service is obviously I believe in consent and free will and the individual having the right to choose. I think it should be tied directly to education. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. The responsibility is a good point. Let's go to Jacob in Oregon, because Jacob also has something that he wants to say about the draft of women. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
God bless you guys. I'm doing great. Just starting work today. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the conscription of the women. That to me is just sickening on its face, because, you know, you look at what you have, right? Look at everything you've worked for. Look at everything you've achieved in life. And what is the most absolute valuable thing in your life? Our children, right?
Yep. And you got to have women to have children. One man can impregnate 100
right.
women, but one woman can only have so many babies. That's why they're more
exactly.
precious. That's
exactly.
the logic.
So, yeah, and I think it's just another piece of weaponry in this multifaceted attack on
humanity.
Us having children.
Yes.
It's literally an attack on humanity
itself.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, it's sickening to me. And, I mean, while we're on the subject of World War III, I mean, we look at how fragile our infrastructure is as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's notorious for that. So, you know, I implore anybody who can actually manage to do this, anybody has a water table that's high enough to do it, get yourself a driven well. They're super cheap to make. You drive a pipe down into the ground and get a hand pump, because if the power goes out, how are you going to get water? I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, it's all about the most powerful person has the water. And I'm not talking about being a powerful person. I'm talking about having the power to be an individual, being able to not have to rely on others. You know, and if you have people in your community that don't have that ability, well, then you have that ability to help them.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and
I'm glad you brought that up, because it reminds me of a couple of the products that we sell in the store. I'm not trying to convert what you say into a plug, but it's so relevant. But if you're going to drive your well, Alexa Pure Water Filter. I don't know if you have one yet, Jacob. Have you gotten an Alexa Pure Water Filter yet?
That's exactly where I was going. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure. That's half the reason I called, was to segue into that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and the thing is, too, like everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. It's like the cheapest way to get all of your nutrients every day. But then if they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food, my thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
Exactly. Well, you mean you take into consideration the driven well. They're usually about 35 feet deep, you know, just because, you know, for the ease of access and everything. Well, you have potential for bacteria and chemicals leaching into the groundwater from that distance. And so, I mean, the best source is your gravity-fed filter, something that doesn't rely on a high amount of water pressure like my system, actually, you know?
Absolutely.
And yeah, I mean, it's super important.
Well, thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food in case of an emergency, but also because it's less expensive and better for you than the vast majority of groceries that you can get out there. And get the Alexa Pure Water Filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Stick with us, folks. We are going to get into more calls. I see Ken, Trace, David, Alan, John, Tyler, Jay, Leslie on the line. So stay tuned for the next 4 minutes as we go to break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air, and we'll get to your calls on the other side. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Owen Schroyer is out today, so Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon. Alex Jones scheduled for the regular show at 11 a.m. Central, the Alex Jones Show, hosted by the very famous legend himself, Alex Jones. We are going to be going to calls for the remainder of the show. Ken in Mississippi, you are up next. Ken, what is on your mind?
Good morning, Chase. Good morning, Chase. This is the first time that you and I have ever actually had the opportunity to speak, so it's an honor and a privilege to do that. I wanted to let you know that your statement this morning about a small minority versus a large majority, that is so on point, and I put it on all my social media, and I even wrote it down on the bulletin board at the church that I work at, and I'm also a member there. So
awesome.
We're going to get that out there and see if we can get some minds going. But listen, the reason for my call is I feel like I understand the actual reason why everything is what it is as far as the evils of this world and always has been. If you go into scripture, you know, obviously in Job, we learned that Satan had to ask permission from God to do anything to Job.
Yes.
But outside of that, when you look at the book of Luke in the fourth chapter, when Jesus is tempted, that third and final time that he was tempted, I believe it was the third time, it might have been the second, but he was taken to a high place and he was shown all the kingdoms of the world, all their glory and all their splendor. And Satan said to Jesus, "This is mine. It has been given to me. I have authority over it, and I can do what I want to with it, and I will give it to you if you fall down and worship me." Now, we know that Jesus rebuked him with the first of the Ten Commandments, worship the Lord your God only. But what did Jesus not say? Jesus did not say, "Hey, hold on, wait a minute. What do you mean this world is yours?" No.
He conceded that the world was Satan's. That, the worldly things were evil.
Exactly. So operating with that mindset combined with, you know, the scripture from 1 Peter, your enemy lurks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. It gives you the mindset that we got to fight against everything. We live in the world, but we do not partake or live of the world.
Yes. Well, and the other thing I want to mention to you, Ken, and I want to get your feedback on this, is if you go back all the way to Genesis – and you look at the story of the fall of man and the fruit from the tree of knowledge. Everybody thinks it's an apple. It doesn't even actually say in the Bible it's an apple. So a lot of scholars think it was probably a fig, because technically the Garden of Eden was between the Tigris and Euphrates and the Fertile Crescent. So it probably wasn't an apple, but it was a fruit from the tree of knowledge. Satan, the snake, could not force Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of knowledge. He had to convince them. They had to consent by their own will. So Satan is not something that possesses you and hijacks your will. It is something that manipulates you and deceives you into giving over your will. That is our power over evil. It is our will as individuals, as Americans, as Christians, whatever you want to classify us as. It is our will that is our power. It is our will that can save us from evil. What are your thoughts on that?
So going back to my church, I have a very godly preacher, and you know, just to answer that and expand on it, I'll use something that he says.
Okay.
We are all born with at least a small amount of the Holy Spirit in us.
Amen.
Through our own free will, we chase after God and we chase after the Holy Spirit to put more of it inside of us. Or we go to the other side. If we go to the other side and we're constantly using our free will to go against what is righteous in the name of God and to reject that Holy Spirit, he puts it in a phrase such as quenching a fire. We are quenching a fire of the Holy Spirit inside of us to the point where it's not even embers anymore. And at that point, our will is now controlled by Satan. It's not that we have lost our free will, but we are no longer connected through habitual sin, through putting the Holy Spirit and everything righteous behind us.
Yeah, sinning is like credit card debt. Sinning is like credit card debt. The more you do it, the harder it is to dig yourself out.
Absolutely.
Good stuff, Ken. Thank you for your call. Trace in New Jersey. Trace, what is on your mind?
How's it going, Chase? This is my first time speaking to you, and I'm very happy for that. I've spoken to Alex, David Knight, and my boy Owen Schroyer. But I'm calling today because I had some horrible, horrible nightmares over the last couple of weeks about the state of the world. And it's like with Russia and Ukraine, a lot of people, I know a lot of us InfoWarriors know that this war has not started. It didn't start 2 years ago. It's been going on since 2014. I was in the Army.
Well, it's really been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, it's the battle between good and evil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that is one of the things I wanted to progress into is like, people don't see that this is actually in the Bible. Like,
yes.
This was going to happen. This is what Satan was pushing for. And he's trying his hardest to get everybody on the smallest level, and they don't even notice it. They don't notice it in their own food and water, that he's tweaking things to make you feel like you're a complete idiot when you're not. If you just go ahead and you say, I reject this, you ask God, you ask Jesus to help you reject the evil.
Mm-hmm.
The evil itself cannot do us harm.
Yeah.
So with all of this craziness with Israel and the rest of the Middle East and Ukraine and Russia, if people reject it, if we literally all together start praying and speaking to our local leaders saying, hey, you guys got to stop doing something. You guys got to do something about this. Excuse me. Because this is foolishness. What road are we going down? I'll tell you what road we're going down. Death, destruction, hell.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need that. Everybody has children. I'm 34 years old. We're about the same age. I've got a 15-year-old son. I want to make sure that he gets to my age.
Yes.
And the only thing I can think of doing now, like God has put it on my heart. He said, son, you know what you have to do. So I am going to be running for local office here in my area. And it may seem like not much of anything, but it is to get our roads fixed, to have our water cleaned up, to make sure that the people in my community are able to help themselves. It may not seem like much when you're on that scale opposed to what's happening geopolitically, but it is. That little tiny thing. What was at the bottom of Pandora's box? Hope.
Mm.
Keep hope alive. The way we do that is we do it ourselves. We do what needs to be done for ourselves.
Amazing call, Trace. Thank you so much for that. David in Kansas. David, we've just got about a minute left or so before we have to go to break. David, what's on your mind?
I was just going to have a little idea. Since we know that the debate is going to be a clown show, and they're going to do everything they can to censor Trump. So I thought Trump could do something fun and get a person that does sign language that stands next to him. So when they keep cutting him off, he could just lean in and whisper to the person that do sign language, and they could just do their thing.
Yeah.
And they can't shut that off. And then it'd be clickbait to drive Democrats crazy.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know if you remember. Maybe the crew can find this clip. Didn't the Biden administration get busted a couple of years ago for having a signer that was not actually saying anything in sign language? It was somebody who faked being a sign language expert, and they discovered that this person was just doing nonsense signals. I think it's a good idea. I like the idea of a signer. I mean, when push comes to shove, there's no shortcuts to winning this. There's no gimmicks that are going to win these debates or these elections. We have to just fight hard with a lot of intention, with a lot of perception. But I like the creative thinking there, David. All right, guys, we're coming up on a break here in 45 seconds. I am going to get some more calls. I'm going to go to Alan next after the break. So, Alan, please stay on the line. And then John, Tyler, Jay, Leslie, and others. And before we go to break, I want to remind the audience that Survival Shield X2 is back in stock at InfoWars. Nascent iodine is incredibly important for our health. It does power our thyroid, which detoxifies our body from the toxins, chemicals, and preservatives that we consume in our air, water, and food. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Survival Shield X2, which is one of our flagship products. Not only should you get it because thyroid health is imperative and iodine deficiency is a major health problem, but you should get it because it keeps InfoWars on the air in this most pivotal moment in our nation's history.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing
attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast, because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host this morning. Alex Jones is in the studio and will be live in about 13 minutes. Harrison Smith will be hosting the War Room this afternoon as Owen takes the day off. It's going to be a big day tomorrow. We're going to be on the air basically from 8 in the morning until midnight, I think. It's going to be a big day covering this debate, but I promise I would go back to your call, so I'm going to do so immediately. First up, I want to speak with Alan in Oregon. Alan, what is on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Chase, Geiser, man. I just want to say, first off, that call from BS, I didn't agree with him at all. But he has his opinions, right?
Sure.
When you started off the show in what you said, you were 100% correct. There's so many things that are happening that people are awakening to. right?
Mm-hmm.
Before there's only about 40 to 50% of the people awake. Now we've got like 50, 80% going.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is a difference between there's a we the people, you know, America, and there's a deep state, right? And everybody that's awake and in, because we're in the war right now, you know, 2024 is the final battle. It's either live or die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know what's really going on with Pedo Joe, you know, because that's what I call him, right?
Yeah.
And the whole situation, you know, what they said was what makes a great movie, you know, great actors, you know. Trump has said several times in his rallies that he refers to central casting for a reason. And we all know what's really going on with the administration and everything. And what needs to happen is with everybody awake, when we're in the info war, we're all, even if you got the death jab, you know, you can still save the world in the end. We will prevail.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, God wins in the end.
Amen, Alan. Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate it. John in Minneapolis. John, what's on your mind?
Hi, Chase.
Hi.
Well, Trump is our lion of truth, okay? He needs to prepare for a flip on the vax. They're going to try to hold him accountable because of warp speed. That's my feeling.
Yeah, but if Biden and comes out against the vaccines, then he concedes that the vaccines are a problem.
Yes. He needs to just, you know, tell the truth. Hey, I had advisors that told me this was what to do and this and that, you know, and they'll still try to hold him for the ultimate accountability. But if he keeps an open mind, he could show, you know, that's the main thing, is to show an open mind so that some of these Democrats can start to see the light. And yeah, and they could trip him up with a couple wars, too. But further on, you know, the deep state is in a great fear of retribution, and they will not allow him to be president. That's my fear. And I feel that.
Who do you think he's going to pick as the VP? Because I think that's life or death for him.
Right. I mean, I like Ben Carson a lot. But anyway, besides that, a color revolution, you've heard of those.
Yes.
We need to pick a color, and I think it should be white, no color,
Problem is, we're going to stay.
White means we're neutral.
Okay.
We're going to befriend the police and our sheriffs. We're going to befriend Democrats and show them that we don't want to fight with them. They're people too. They have kids and all this kind of stuff. And we're just not going to comply with any more BS. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
We want to talk. We want to have intellectual conversations about issues. We don't want to argue. Okay?
Yes.
But it's going to come down to something that we have to remain peaceful. But at some point, we're all going to start putting a piece of white sheet around our arms so that they can see that all races and all classes of people are against this deep state.
Yes. Well, John, I really appreciate your call, and I agree and I disagree with you. And I can tell just by hearing your voice that you're a good man. So I know that everything that you're saying comes from a place of compassion and empathy and love. And I appreciate that about you. But I don't think that we are still at a place where we can have an intellectual conversation with these people. I don't think that we can negotiate with them. I don't think that we should negotiate with terrorists. And I believe that leftists are terrorists. I believe that the deep state is a terrorist organization. I think these people are so evil that it's beyond having a sit down at the table and just working out our differences. Now, I agree with you that we shouldn't have violence. I'm opposed to violence, but I believe in total political and cultural war. It's time for us, like Breitbart did 10 years ago, to sit down, look in the camera, list all of the crimes against humanity that this state, this political establishment, has committed against us, and just respond with one word: war. political war. Nonviolent, no civil unrest, no falling for their false flag attempts, no terrorist actions, nothing like that. None of that BS, just political and cultural war. I will not concede to these people. I will not negotiate with these people. I will defeat them to the best of my ability as thoroughly as possible so there's no semblance of power among the left. They should be rendered completely politically neutralized, powerless, stripped of their rights, stripped of their influence in every institution of our country, whether it's our education system, whether it's our churches, whether it's our political institutions. I want these people powerless. And as long as we try to concede to them or work with them or negotiate with them or have bipartisan support, which is really just a key term for uniparty, they are always going to have influence and they are going to spread like cancer. They are going to be malicious and malignant in our society forever. So I think that we need to render them completely powerless. They want a one-party state. The leftists want a one-party state. Let's give them a one-party state. Let's give them a populist America with universal political consensus for all that is good in opposition to all that is evil. John, thank you for your call. I love you. Tyler in Maryland. Tyler, what's on your mind? I'm unable to hear you, Tyler, so I'm going to move on. Jay in Ohio. Jay, what is on your mind? Go ahead, Jay.
Hey. Hi. What you just that last rant that you had there was awesome.
Thank you.
Basically, the BS guy there, you know, and the other guy that was talking on him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening. I listen to you guys 10 hours a day. I'm a truck driver, and there you go. Mm-hmm. And I use all the products, probably not less than 13 supplements. My favorite, of course, is the Turbo Force.
Oh, yeah,
and
that stuff will light you up like a Christmas tree.
Yes, sir. So we'll put that behind this conversation. Now, the front of the conversation, the bottom line, Alex, I love Alex. And he's a peaceful kind of a guy, and I'm okay with that. And I listen to this other program after I listen to you guys every day, you know. I think it's usually 5 or 6 days a week. It's X22 on the Rumble. And I listen to a bunch of
View?
Other...
Are you talking about The View? I'm just kidding.
No. X22.
Okay.
X22. And it would be nice if maybe you or Owen or Alex or somebody or Harrison would listen to it for a minute.
Okay.
And it's a lot like the QAnon. It's a copycat. But the thing about it is, everything that the QAnon was the same. But this is even... This guy brings on military guys, and he brings on law enforcement, and he brings on and he speaks a lot like Alex, you know. But he also keeps talking about how this is all a setup by Trump that was planned, and it's all you need to know. It's all you need to know. And what I'm getting at is the insurrection that was not an insurrection, although it was an insurrection, and in fact, the way that it's best described is the same as Alex and you all describe it is there was an insurrection because Trump was still the president. And supposedly, according to the X-22, he basically gave the military the reins to take care of business that needs to be taken care of by setting these people all up, by allowing them to make all these flubs that are all seen by the people. To the point that people are awake.
Yeah.
And once people are awake...
I'll tell you one thing. Nothing about January 6th, other than the unlawful persecution of January 6th protesters, nothing about January 6th benefited Trump at all, man.
I'm not saying it did, but what I'm getting at is he continues on talking about showing the laptop, how that has been brought into where it can be used against the Bidens, and how Belinsky can be brought used against the Bidens, and how Seth Rich can be brought in against the Clintons, and how the weapons of mass destruction can be brought in against...
There are a litany of examples of the corruption, and that's why I think we're beyond the reasonable argument, because all of reason points to the just... ceaseless corruption of the leftists and the Biden regime. I mean, they have been evil for decades in so many different countless ways. The mainstream media, evil for decades in so many countless ways. The deep state, evil for decades in so many countless ways. If nobody understands that now, then they are beyond salvation in terms of reason. That's why we have to go to war. We have to win politically against these people. And by doing that, one way to do that is by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now, getting any number of these amazing products and keeping us on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane.
when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The only two things...